the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
Is it good, Paige? We were just manipulated.
No. Not in a good
way
either.
Not even digitally, I know.
Yeah, I'm going to say. I got no pleasure out of that whatsoever.
No. Listeners did, though.
They did.
Even Big Brown said, can I come in? LOL. I said, you've looked dead for years.
Big.
Somebody called him a sneaky mofo. This is funny. End quote.
Well, I wouldn't quote that.
Well,
Maybe
prank call him. I got his number.
Oof.
You know? It's because I was so successful last time we tried to do it.
What?
We tried to do a crank call. Is that what kids call them now?
What do they call them? Funny calls?
We couldn't get anybody.
They don't do them.
No.
They don't.
They're
so all stars.
Children are better than we were.
Are the Jerky Boys going to come out of retirement now and cut a new CD?
God, I wonder if they're still alive. God, I wonder if anybody even knows who they... They had a movie at one point. Let's think about that. There was a Jerky Boy. There was a movie about dudes who made prank calls. Wow.
Yep.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
I used to like to prank phone call people.
You know, Fatboy was very disappointed when he set up his DVR. He taped crank anchors. It was not what he thought.
Not where I thought you were going to go. It was a similar premise.
What were you going to do?
I thought you were going to make another Jerky Boys joke.
Oh. Well, I mean, hell. Now it's there.
Jerky
Boys versus crank anchors.
God.
No thanks. Hmm. I watched a softball game.
Crank anchors.
And the Jerky Boys really did make beef jerky, so that's okay.
That's the last time we taught a Florentine. It was crank anchors.
Oh, man. Good Lord.
Yeah, he was doing that. Was his show.
Wow.
How you guys doing? I can't do a good Florentine.
No.
Punked.
Balls aren't big enough.
Paige is just running off. Punked.
Yeah, we never.
candid camera. We're doing Ring of Fire of.
Bad
TV shows.
Hey.
Dynasty.
You got a hot foot. I put a match under your toe and lit it on fire. What the hell were people doing back then? Trying to burn stuff down.
Why?
They'd set dog doo-doo on fire on their porches. They put a match under their toe and it flip-flops and light them on fire. You wonder why so many people were missing limbs back then.
Yeah.
They were burning each other up.
We had a really sadistic sense of humor.
My childhood, we mooned people, all right?
Yeah.
We mooned them. We'd blow the horn, and they're in their back swings, and then we'd flip them off. That's it.
We used to like mooning people when we were driving, especially if you're going to the beach. You'd always.
Well, and if you saw something, then, you know, you saw something.
Yeah, you didn't say nothing.
Yeah, no. I mean, we used to like to do that. I've mooned many a truck driver back in the day.
Yeah, but you said you don't do it to dump truck drivers, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said they weren't real truckers.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Let's bring that back. Let's moon people today.
I remember the guys, one guy was doing it in his car. And,
do you remember there was some, this has been 20 years ago. There was some big moon phase that was going on. It wasn't like a... eclipse or anything, some big moon phase. So we did a bit. I don't know who makes moon pies, but whoever, we got a ton of moon pies. We took the van to Moonville and we had listeners show up and start what we tried to be was a world Guinness World Record of the most people mooning at one time during this moon phase in Moonville with moon pies.
I remember one of
you. And not four people showed up.
Driving down the road.
Dudes.
And mooning
us.
No.
And the other vehicle.
Yeah.
Like somebody was
people don't moon anymore.
Hanging their butt out of the car.
You said our favorite D word, buddy.
What?
Dudes.
Dudes.
Mine is designated driver.
Let me go to...
Dude.
Let's see, who does make them? I want to give him credit.
You started taking pain pills, didn't you?
I took some aspirin. Does that count?
Nice. You're putting the ass in aspirin.
Wild-eyed today.
Wild-eyed?
Yeah. I like it. Don't stop.
Okay.
Moon pie, man. I just obviously out of Chattanooga, but...
Nugas.
Moonpie.com. I don't know who makes them. Are they their own thing? You could buy moon pie shirts. Pants.
You buy little tiny ones too. About the size of Oreo.
God, you go. Oh, aww, man.
Well, Christmas is coming.
Well, they got strawberries.
I want a moon pie shirt.
God. Hey, can I get
you
two?
How do you take your coffee?
Creamy.
Bad.
All right, leave that alone. Stop.
Sweet.
Enema form. That's how
no, that little thing said we were doing headlines here, and you haven't said
yet. I don't know. I'm just trying to just go with
process that Ativan you took.
No, I don't take anything like that. You know what happened when I took those pills? I couldn't drive.
Got those trammies.
No way.
That's why you take them, so you can't drive. So
no. Yeah. All right. So a New York school will terrify kids. They decided they would do something different, and they're doing this to help teachers out.
Is it the black guy wearing the vest?
No.
Yeah, he takes the kids to prison.
Scourge straight.
Oof, that's not good. So a school district in New York will deploy a humanoid robot teacher this fall.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least they won't, hopefully.
But they're saying.
We'll probably get a pedophile robot in there.
The robot will not replace the real teacher. It's just, quote, to provide support to both students and educators.
How do you know he's a chomo robot? Does he have glasses on or a tie?
Dude, they're like, that's funny.
Pocket protector.
They're basically job shadowing the teachers so they can eventually, like, I mean, that's what it is.
No more teachers.
Do you think we'll ever get to a point where there won't be actual schools?
Yes.
That everybody's like, taught at home?
Yeah, no brick and mortars left.
Yep. I think there'll be that, or there'll be the thing they're talking about with the city schools. I said city, where... everything will be in walking distance. Everything will be in walking distance.
Yeah.
Do you think it ever goes back to the way it was?
And I hate that. I hate walking.
If there's no cars and no industry, it doesn't make any sense. And people are saying that there'll be no economy. That it would be like we're definitely at home getting our government checks, and we will be bartering because there's no economy.
I've told Fatboy I have such a different outlook on that. I had one of like, no. But like now I think the people that complain about, I'm not talking about the data centers, I'm talking about like you can either figure it out or just give up and just, I don't want to say be left behind because Kirk Cameron will sue me. But I'm just talking about how it's going to be part of whatever.
You'll have to learn to function in business
so
with it.
So if you... Yeah, I mean, you already see it with, like, and I'm not talking about you, Mark Kendricks. I like Mark Kendricks. I like the guy.
I like him more than you.
But, like, people people who do trades, I don't think doctors even really have to worry too much. Like, we are never going to lay down in front of a robot and say, operate on me. No one.
Well.
I don't. I won't.
No, think again.
I've seen a video with a brain surgeon. He's like, we've got the robots now that can precisely cut.
Yeah.
Better than any other, like, you know, just any human cut.
Well, I mean, you would need a human to oversee that.
To the nth millimeter.
Go in and, I don't know, maybe humans are going to be extinct.
God.
Wait a minute. Like, in Paige's world, dinosaurs used to be doctors.
Oh my God! Where's that show, Dinosaur Doctor?
Dinosaur Doctors.
I'm here to give you a pap smear. T-Rex, give you a pap smear.
Hey, T-Rex.
His arms ain't big enough.
Come over here, buddy.
That's my dinosaur.
Oh, gosh.
Rest in peace, Sam Neill.
Why are you grabbing it? I'm sorry. I thought your lady bits were a dinosaur. I thought it was a velociraptor.
Why do you sound like you're pooping?
You're an impression of a dinosaur.
It's sad.
And why are you eavesdropping on me in the toilet?
Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Is this the right one? What? Did we just do that one?
Yes.
God, I know what happened. I got them all, but I put one in twice. So it kind of threw me off. I got this one, though. Hang on a second.
How long has he been doing this?
One more.
Bless his heart.
No, now you call me retarded. That's what that means.
I didn't say that.
I didn't. I'm trying to help.
She said, bless your heart.
I can call myself that.
Ooh,
I can't
it was
call
worth it.
Anyone else that.
Is the fat guy still with us from Color Me Bad?
I don't know. Let's see if how many if
girls liked him.
Mm-hmm. If any have joined Color Me Dead.
Because we want to feed him.
No, they're like, he's sexy. I'm like, no, he's not. He's chubby with a pencil thin beard.
Girls are feeders.
Girls are what?
Feeders. We were. It's our fault.
I thought you. Wow. The lineup has changed many times, Sad Boy. There's only three Color Me Batters now.
It's like two live crew.
Yeah.
They keep shuffling members.
I was riding down the road yesterday singing this song in my head. Like, it's one of those things where did that come from? Like, I haven't heard this song in forever. They don't use it in any kind of ads for medicine.
No. Did you call somebody that got a ringback tone, maybe? This is what it is?
Ringback tone.
Was it in a new Frank Thomas commercial? No.
Look at this ball bat. Chewies?
Blueies? Whatever the thing.
You want to sex someone up?
They make a boner pill now that's like a gummy, and I think it's called Bluey, which is a cartoon character.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sells too much.
They should make gummy bears with a...
People are pussies. Like, they even make Ozempic now in pill form.
Oh, yeah, because people wouldn't...
Can't do shots anymore.
They didn't know how to dose.
Well, I'd do heroin if I could do a gummy heroin.
They weren't dosing good on the Ozempics and the week.
No, I'm saying that's what they'd say. I'm fine with the
you don't want that
give
stuff.
Me a spoon and a lighter and let's go.
Pretty basic. You need some tinfoil.
Get it dirty while you can.
This song came out, good Lord, 1991. How old were you, Fat Boy?
8, 9 years old, somewhere there.
Wow. It was also featured on the soundtrack for New Jack City.
Wow.
Oh, Nino Brown.
Yeah, dude. Regan Ice, Judd Nelson. That was a good movie. All right, we're going to do some more phone calls.
All right.
God, everybody wanted to be Wesley Snipes growing up.
No.
Always been on Black Passenger 57, New Jack City.
Yeah. I was Blade one time for Halloween.
That's cute. That's cute.
I already had the haircut.
Yeah.
God dang it.
Had it going on.
Yeah. Matthew.
Matthew.
Matthew's on a trend. One year it was Michael Jackson. The next year it was Mr. T.
I ain't cutting your hair like he's got his.
Now he wants to be the black guy from Color Me Bad to Do. It's got two D's in it. It's Color Me Bad to Do.
Better than.
He won't be a black vampire for Halloween.
Oh, God.
Not Eddie Murphy, but the other one.
Charlie.
God dang it. Oh, Paige is wild today.
You're a nut.
God
you
almighty.
Are a nut.
I think you stayed up too late last night.
I did.
Yeah, by the way, what was that text about? Paige got kicked out of the well last night? Oh, did we know something?
No, that was a long time ago. I just found the picture.
Oh.
When I got kicked out with Chad.
So you got people snitching on you then?
Somebody sent it to me. I remember that night when you got kicked out.
One of those event staffers sit there with their back turned to the artist while they're performing. How rude.
It was completely innocent.
Sitting there staring at us while we dance and listen and sing along. Turn your back.
Dude, football games, they can't turn around and they get clipped sometimes. They'll get hit right in the back of the legs.
Oof.
You know the fans ain't going to tell
you.
Did those people start out parking cars, and that's how you move up to being the one? I mean, really, have to work your – it's like being in the house.
I had a buddy that did it, too, like at the Bilo Center back in the day. He got some perks from it.
Invent staffer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have a vest?
No, but he was a big dude, so he got they used him as security.
That's cool.
For the artist. Mm. He met all kinds of Janet Jackson, all kinds of people.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Rhythm Nation tour.
Yeah. What's up, Brian? Brian Panetta, if you know him, big dude. Big Colombian.
Big.
Man, I tell you what. You know, they say this, and it's the 31 flavors thing. Like, don't give your customers too many options. It will slow down the turnaround time. And I'm looking at a screen of wanting to talk to each and every one of these people.
Okay.
But it is not the time to, though.
It's like we can do one and then come back.
I'd like to put the pressure on somebody who's been kind of a dickhead to me today, and that's Fat Boy. Fat Boy, who would you like to talk to most?
You know what? Let's go to actually, I might need help with this one because I might have typed it in wrong. It's either Cheech and Chubbs or Cheech and Chodes.
Cheech and Chodes.
All right.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you? It's actually Pee-wee and Cheech and Chubbs.
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 What?
Wait a minute. Is this the guy that was dying again? You sound like the guy who was pretending to die to come in studio.
No. Okay. Definitely not dying.
All right, good.
That was Kevin.
Thank God. We don't need any more of that.
Well, if you ain't living, you dying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess you kind of.
Choge, what were you calling, Duval?
I listened in to the whole the guy who called in acting like he was dying or whatever.
Yeah.
And to just stoop to that level, man. To get on the air or whatever. I mean, what was he aiming to get?
I don't know. I think he was.
I guess just to get in, right?
I think he was just proving that there's a little ink in the ointment, meaning like, oh yeah, we can't do that anymore. But if someone's dying, we will do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But that,
yeah.
I mean, isn't that the nice thing?
Still, that's just like the lowest that you can get. I mean, it's a radio station that you can call at any day of the week, just about. So I mean, why use a death sentence basically to get in on the air?
Well, you know what? If someone told me it's die or go live in Iowa, I don't know what I would do.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding about that. I really
Chubbs, I got a theory. Let's see if you agree with it.
Hmm.
I think you're probably the kind of fella who's got a stud missile down to his knee, and currently that's where all the blood's going. So you probably feel a little lightheaded, and you're, not really talking that much.
He's asking if you're hung like a horse.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm not going to deny it, but it blew me away that the guy called in, about a death sentence. It kind of offended me, because I've had quite a few family members pass away this past 2 years or whatever. Yeah. And, to just get on the air, just to get sympathy from you guys. I mean, you guys have a great show. I listen every day. And just to get on the show and saying that you're dying or whatever. I didn't really catch what he said his diagnosis was.
He didn't. That's the thing.
He was evasive.
He doesn't have very much time left, and he was referring to at his job in Greenville or wherever locally.
He said
that's the story that he come up with after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he didn't want to get into the details.
Mm-hmm.
That's the story he came up with on the spot.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry for your loss as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's I appreciate it, guys, but it's just one day at a time.
Oh, great show.
Don't call HR on me, please. I'm sorry for talking about your genitalia. My fault.
I'm not going to call HR on you, man.
Are you in a relationship right now,
Chota?
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. He's single.
Page? Yep. Sounds hung.
Big Nards.
All right, guys. Very good. Thanks, Chief. You guys have a good morning.
You
and,
as well, sir. God bless you.
All right, Chief.
God bless America.
Bye.
250.
Bye.
Never forget.
Yeah.
I know, dude. People's like, it's like,
why did you throw me out of it? And he's like,
I don't know. I'm trying to get you some.
Oh, okay.
They already got like discounted things at Walmart for the America 250. I'm like, we're still 250 years old for like five more months.
Yeah, I'd keep it full price for another at least till next May, right?
Yeah. Like, oh God.
Till you move in your Cinco de Mayo merch.
Watch now the little digital prices because everybody said that we should mark it back up now.
Yeah, the dynamic pricing.
Somebody was on YouTube or whatever. They were showing that happen live. Like, they go grab for something, and the price literally changed. And then these other kids are, like, running in and grabbing stuff, and then they're racing to the front of the store before their price changes. I don't think it's quite that. They are saying that they're fully taking advantage of those lull times when Walmart is slow. Mm-hmm. They are lowering prices then and then making them higher post 5 p.m. Like, is that
really?
Yeah, is that
it's interesting.
Legal that you can do market price for food, like for groceries, just because?
Well, as long as you don't gouge either way, right? I guess.
Yeah,
you
but
can.
Most people work till 5 or past 5. So
are then you serious?
Yeah, can you believe a world like that?
Yeah, right.
But just like somebody yesterday that I know, it's like they go to a doctor's appointment and they go in and they check in and they said. They gave him a little ticket and it said, you'll be seen in like 74 minutes or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, luckily, I don't have a job. But like, most people be on their lunch hour right now. And they'd have to just call their boss and say, I got to take the rest of the day off or whatever.
You might as well just go buy some Vagisil at that point and just try it on your own.
Yeah. Well, it was a woman. So That's true.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, keep it going. You could have played I Adore Mia Moore.
Call Mia Moore.
I was trying to think. Like, they had, I had to look it up. I didn't remember. It's like, they had another song. They were two hit wonders.
Yeah, which one was it?
I Adore Mia Moore.
Was that the only one, though?
According to...
Oh, this is the one I was thinking of. Remember this one?
Not yet. No.
Oh, yeah. I remember this one more than the other one.
What it's called?
All for Love.
All for Love. I think they were just all about wanting sex and love.
Who wants that?
It's funny, if you Google it, most people Google, what happened to the fat guy from Color Me Bad?
God. They do that about our show, too. 1-800-774-0093. It's funny you said that, because I was just looking up that dude, because I was like, what is that guy's name? Mm-hmm. And it says that he told Rolling Stone in 1992 that his biggest influence was Slick Rick.
Oh, my God.
Slick Rick, God. You're going to shoot your eye out, Slick Rick.
That's the last time I heard from Slick Rick was Quim and I.
No kidding.
I was in high school.
All right. I'm back to, I want to talk to everybody who's on hold, but it's hard to pick. So, Paige, pick a number between 109 million.
Oh, Jesus.
We have a bunch of new lines now. No, between 1 and 12. Or
I think 1's a serious situation. On the bottom there.
All right, 2.
1 on the bottom? What does that mean?
The 1 on the bottom. If you're looking at the software. Okay.
I'll have Fatboy pick.
Well, that would be the Pooper Scooper Tim Looper. Good morning. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Tim.
It's like one underneath.
I literally am looking at like the all-star team of listeners right now. It's great.
Can I tell you who's not in that? Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh, boo, Kevin.
I have to just share this with you because you know my animal sanctuary that I'm trying, you know, to befriend the squirrels and whatnot.
Yeah.
I was so emotionally invested once he was saying all that. And I know. Like, God, how do we get this? Help this dude.
I know.
Well, I was so distracted, I have to be careful when I let my dog out because he will attack the squirrels. I didn't give the squirrels a heads up, and I just opened the door and let the dog out.
Oh, no. Did he bring one back in?
No, thank God it didn't come in the house. It was just beside the fire pit.
Why are you laughing?
It's just one bite. It's a defensive mechanism, Paige. It's not funny, but, you know, Kevin is responsible some part for the murder of a precious squirrel.
God.
I remember since.
I got one yesterday.
He put death out into the universe, and it doesn't mean that it's going to come back on you, but it's going
Yeah, there you go.
So usually,
I just had to share.
Usually I'll stop terrible. And let him try to cross, but I couldn't because it was a highway, and I got him, but I didn't get him clean.
Do you lift off the seat like I do? Oh, I don't know why I do.
Because I heard it. And then I saw him in the rear view mirror try to, like, he didn't have use of his legs, man.
Oh.
I almost turned around to go back and finish him off. Not like that, but, you know, stop. I'm like, my fingers are too big. But I don't have anything to kill him with.
You're a horrible person.
I felt bad. Well, I couldn't stop in the middle.
Don't manipulate Jerry.
I would rather him get hit than me get ass-ended.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That is true.
I did hear a crunch.
Stop.
That's the freaking worst. I tell you what, I one of the, you know, you talk about your defense mechanism. This, you ever have those little moments of your childhood where it was hysterical but also scary? I had two of those, both involving my nanny and papa, grandma and grandpa. My grandpa, he fell 30 feet out of a tree,
God.
And I laughed my ass off, and I did not realize. I was thinking cartoons. He's up in the tree, cutting down some limbs, fell 30 feet, took a back bump 30 feet in his late 50s at that point. Broke his back in 4 places.
Probably making noises when he fell.
Was in the bed for 6 months with a broken back. I'm dying laughing, thinking that and then I realized, oh, God, they're strapping him to a gurney. My grandpa's going to die.
Oh,
he didn't.
God.
But And then the other one was when my grandma, his wife, my grandma was my grandpa's wife. She had this gold station wagon, and she smoked, and it stunk. She had those the ashtrays that were made out of like
beanbags.
Yeah,
yeah.
You could set them in the seat. Well, anyway, I hated the smell of that car, but she goes and cranks it up, and as she does, like that,
oh,
feathers go everywhere. There was a bird up in the engine.
Can we just stop?
I know, dude. And I was like, "What just happened?" She says, "I believe we got us a bird." And I was like, "All right, nanny." Well, I went to Lakeview Middle School at that point.
So thank you.
Right before we moved, and as I am going to say, it'll make Paige sick. As we started going down Buncombe Road, I started smelling cooked bird.
Oh, no.
It ain't funny, Tim.
It was that evil South Korean laugh.
No, listen, what's great. You're talking about people falling down. It makes you think, I don't remember this memory, but one of the first things I did in a walker was take it down a flight of stairs for some reason. And it's always been told in my family, as you know, it wasn't a good thing, but I honestly wonder, did anybody laugh?
I'm starting to think you have a creepy basement.
I don't have it now.
Dude, she is off the chain today, if I can say that.
She is. Like, she is. She's on something, I'm telling you.
I am not.
What's in your coffee? Let me smell your coffee.
You took those trammies.
I like smell it.
You might want to make something out of that.
She might have roofied herself. Look at the...
Ah, dang, it does smell good.
She's got her lipstick on it.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you wear lipstick. You should know.
Chai cream. Yeah. Chai cream is good.
Okay. Well, you are. Tim, I'm sorry about your pet squirrel.
I don't think he is.
I'll get over it.
You need to love animals more. That's your mission in life tomorrow.
As you hear the dog barking at them through the fence.
I'm telling you. Paige is the reason why I get these certain banner ads when I'm trying to look at, adult films.
What are the banner ads for?
I might have a horse on one. I might be like a dog on the other one, you know. I'm just saying. You know.
Well, everybody's going to get like squirrel and bird seed stuff in their ads today.
Just over here talking about love and animals. Like, okay.
Of course.
All right. Tim, I thought that would have been a good call.
I'm sorry.
I'm just messing with you. I was busting your balls. Hey, you tell A and all the kids we said hello, okay?
If you want to.
I'll do it.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
I'll try.
Love you, Tim.
No problem.
Let me ask you one last thing, Tim, real quick. God. This is something I saw the other day. There is a very, very large following of a conspiracy that North Korea is really paradise, and it's where the rich and elite of the world go on vacation.
Oh, this is new on me.
Yeah, man. Like, they set up the perimeter of looking like this fake, awful, whatever, but like deep in the heart of, like, it's all is paradise.
Like, do you think Epstein ever went?
I don't know.
It's a tense area.
It's a weird area, though, man. It's weird. Like,
nobody goes in there.
Do you believe? Okay, let me ask you. Do you believe he really has nukes? When he can't explain where any of the uranium or anything came from, we won't let anybody.
I don't really know whether it really matters whether or not I believe in it or not. It's about how much I put into the fear of the belief.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Did you ever come close to, like, too close to the border, like, you know, wandering off or?
Well, you couldn't wander at the DMZ, but, you know, you got tours there where, you know, it was just very awkward.
I didn't know if it was well established. Like, look, you know, you can't go this far up or.
Yeah.
You know, his sister would try to kill you.
It's not like North and South Carolina.
Oh, is it
different? It's not.
I don't know. Dennis Rodman came here recently, like he did in North Korea. All right, Tim, I apologize. Paige offended your country.
I am not.
It's noteworthy.
You are son of hell.
And I apologize to all Koreans right now for Fatboy's terrible impression.
Asai.
Are there, how is West Korea? You ever been?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good, Tim. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning.
East Korea is the best.
Tim Looper is the best. He's good. You still there, Tim? No, he's gone. All right.
Looper.
That was interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
God almighty.
I didn't like the call, I got to be honest with you. I didn't like the call.
Save the squirrels.
It's hard to please you these days.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
You want this hand, you want this hand,
well,
you want both
my gosh.
Hands.
Oh.
You know, then you want a little, you know, I mean, come on, man. Relax.
Well, I mean.
Hot Tua.
Trying to,
I'm telling you, man.
You just do,
and I don't want it to change, because I like it, but you're doing this thing where whatever word comes to mind, you would just say it. Like earlier when Fat Boy was making an innuendo and you said Queefer.
She said Queefer Sullivan.
Queefer Sullivan.
She couldn't even get the name right.
Ah, he was on that show 42. You remember Queefer Sullivan?
I think I'm hung guns. He was the one I know.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.